thought that number one would surely beat me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I life sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I couldn't make it all on my own. Thought I couldn't make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding. Valley's too wide. Down on my knees, I learned how to stand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Think I'll make Jesus my all and all, and if I'm in trouble, on his name I call. If I didn't trust him, I'll be less than a man. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains and the valleys too wide.
Sam Cooke.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lee, for sharing with us in song. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise for this marvelous choir this morning. You look good and you sound good. That tells me that you've been walking with the Lord, and the Lord has been walking with you. I don't know about you, but I want Jesus to walk with me. I want him to walk with me along life's tedious journey. Lord our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Martin Luther King Jr., the God who is a God of grace, a God of mercy, God of love and forgiveness. We thank you now for this privilege to stand before your people. We ask that you would anoint me afresh, that someone may hear the word of God and come forth giving their life and their lives to Christ. Pray that someone today will make the right choice. And that choice is to bless your name and to be blessed by your name. Thank you again for these your servants who have come. We thank you that they have come from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west to give God glory in this place. And so today we glorify your name. We thank you for all that you've done for us, for your protection, for your provisions. We drink now from the cup of salvation, knowing that to know Christ, to walk with him as he walks with us, we find ourselves in the kingdom of the Almighty God. Thank again. Ordain and anoint afresh the preaching of your word. For it's in the precious name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, that we pray. And all the people who love God said amen. Amen. And those who were not afraid shouted hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, the highest praise. Hallelujah. 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 Life is filled with choices. It is our desire, when we come to the choice of a Savior, that we make the right choice. And that choice is Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. In the book of Joshua, chapter 24, we find the basis for the message for the morning. And I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword, nor with thy bow. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them, of the vineyards and olive orchards, which ye planted not, ye eat. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, maybe I made the right choice. Come on, I made the right choice. In the book of Exodus and Joshua, we find four servants of God who spoke: Caleb, Joshua, Aaron, and Moses. When we look at the life of the children of Israel, when we trace their lives and see what God has done for them, and can I tell you something? What he's done for others, he'll do for you. When we look at the text, we discover that Joshua is now the leader of the children of Israel. When you read Joshua chapter 1, God speaks to Joshua and says to him, "My servant Moses is dead. You now have the mantle of leadership, and you're leading because of your faithfulness and because of your choice in serving the true and living God." God speaks to Joshua in that first chapter and says to him, "Be of good courage." He asks him, he tells him to be courageous as a leader of the people of God. He says to him, "Wherever your footprint, wherever you step and the heel of your feet hit that land, I will give it to you." In other words, if you walk with me, I will bless you and I will bless those who follow you. We may remember in Exodus chapter 3, God speaks to Moses and he speaks to him from a burning bush and says to Moses, "Take off your shoes, for you're on holy ground. Take off and shake the dust of the world off your shoes before you enter into the presence of God." You'll catch that on your way home. Things that we carry around that impedes our progress, we need to leave those things outside of the church's door. I'm delighted to be the pastor of Second Baptist for these 25 years, to know that the people of God, when they come to church to worship, they come with praise on their lips and a hand clap of praise, because they know the power and they know the presence and they know that the God that we serve is omniscient, that he knows everything. And so when we come to church here at Second Baptist, we come ready with a song on our lips. We come ready with a prayer in our hearts. We come ready to be in fellowship with those who know the Lord and are called by his name. Joshua is now the servant that God is speaking to Israel through. Someone is saying, "Why Joshua? Why Aaron? Why Caleb? Why Moses?" In the third chapter of the book of Exodus, God speaks to Moses and says to Moses, "Moses, I have heard the cry of the people." Can I help you here? When you pray, God hears your prayers. He may not answer the way you want your prayers answered, but he has an answer for your prayers. Sometimes we ask him for more than we can handle, and he waits until we have enough strength, enough courage, enough awareness of his presence to give that blessing to us. And so Joshua knew the power of God. Not only did he know the power of God, but he knew that God would hear and answer prayer. In that third chapter of the book of Exodus, God said to Moses, "I've heard the cry of the people. I've seen the burden that they carry as slaves of the Egyptians. And I have come down to free them. But I freed them through you, Moses, for you are a liberator of your people. You are an extension of God's power." Can I help somebody today? Those who sing God's praises, those who walk the floor as ushers, those who sit as deacons and go through the stuff, through the dust, and those who serve as trustees, those who teach Sunday school, those who come We are empowered by God to do anything that God asks us to do. We are the people of God, called by his name. And Isaiah, he tells us, I have called you by your name. I have not only called you, but when you go through the flood, I will be with you. When the waters come, they will not drown you. I will be with you even in the fire. Can I help somebody here today? Those of us who are going through difficulties in life, just guess what? God's just waiting to bless you. You found favor in him. We have some living witnesses that God moves in a mysterious way and his wonders to perform. We understand that God blesses whom he chooses to bless. He graces those whom he chooses to grace. Unmerited favor is grace. But then sometimes he looks at our faults and looks beyond our faults and sees our needs. That's called mercy. When God does not give us the punishment that we deserve. Thank God for the mercy that comes through knowing Jesus Christ. And for honoring him. For making the choice to serve the true and living God. The reason why he made the choice was because of what God had done in his life. He had a grateful heart, giving thanks to God in prayer for favor done in one's own life is one of the Christian virtues that we have, to give thanks to God. William Shakespeare, in his play Hamlet, had his little character say, "Beggar that I am poor even in thanks." We all are poor in thanks. This is our nature. Parents throughout our history have been hurt by the ingratitude of their children. Many parents, children now are taking over, saying that you can't run your own affairs. But thanks be to God. God knows how to deal with that, doesn't he? Look at that prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, who was taught to love God, who was taught to honor God, who was taught to praise God, asked his father for his inheritance before the daddy died. He's really saying to his father, I wish you were dead. But the father looked beyond that, gave him all that would come to him. And the Bible says that he went out into a far land. Whenever you leave the presence of the Father's house, whenever you leave the presence of God, you go into a foreign land. And the Bible said in that land, he spent all that he had in righteous living and spent all that he had having a party after one party. He had a many friends in that foreign land until he got broke. Y'all will catch that on your way home. Many of us have friends because of what we have. But if the Lord was to take what we have, and if he was to take our homes and our cars, sometimes our friends get few. And if you stay too sick too long, folk forget about you. Y'all miss that. If you're on your bed of illness for a long time, they call, they come. The first week, the second week, the third week, they come for a month. But then if you stay lingering, guess what? They don't come. They don't come. But I tell you, I know of a doctor who makes house calls. He goes to your home. He starts with you in the hospital, the healing process. And when you go home, guess what? You find that he's there too. And when doctors cannot do us any good, thank God for the medical profession. Thank God for the call of physicians. But there comes a time when they can't do it all. And then that's when Jesus steps in. That's when God steps in. For there is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. Thanks be to God for what he does for us in our lives. So the Bible helps me to understand that he, Joshua, had a grateful heart, giving thanks to God. Our God our Lord Jesus Christ felt this ingratitude. In the Gospel of John, we read, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. And in chapter 17 of the Gospel of John, of Luke, we see this account when 10 lepers came to Jesus and asked him to heal them. Guess what? Jesus just spoke to them and said, go show yourself to the priests. He did not say to the lepers to come out. He just gave them a command, go show yourself to the priests. And as they went, the Bible tells us that they were healed. Can I help somebody here? Whenever you ask God for something and God gives you an answer, go your way. And when you go your way, know and look at your hands and look at your feet, look at your heart and discover that God has made a change in your life. As they went, they were healed. Just obeying God. 10 were healed. But guess what? Only one came back. Only one came back to say thank you and to praise him and to bow down before him, knowing that the Lord is worthy of all our praise and all of our thanksgiving. Can you see in your sanctified imagination this man that had leprosy and had to go through the city crying unclean, and people would scatter when he walked in, could not go into the temple to praise God, could not be in the home with his family, with his wife and his children. But as he went, God spoke to him. Healing came upon his body. He turns back to say thank you. Jesus, take note of the one that came back and said, were there not 10? Where is the 9? That's a good question. Maybe God has done something for you and you forget to come to church on the Sunday that you're not singing. Oh, you catch that on the way home. Or you forget to come to church on the Sunday that you're not ushering. You are you catching it? You forget to come to church after you've been to Sunday school and learn about the goodness of God. You feel that you have enough, but can I tell you, he has another blessing for you when you come to worship. He has another blessing for you when you wake up in the morning and sing the song, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Here he is. Here he is giving thanks to God for his goodness and for his mercy. Were there not 10? I have only one before me. And guess what? That one received a double blessing. Not only was he healed physically, but his soul was made right with God. The second reason that I believe that Joshua says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, is that he knew that God was his redeemer, that God had redeemed him by sending Moses as a liberator from God to speak to Pharaoh and to say to Pharaoh, let my people go. Our forefathers used to sing a song, go down, Moses, tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. There are some of us who enjoy the Pharaohs in our lives. We are enslaved by sometimes possessions. You remember the young lawyer that spoke to Jesus, and Jesus spoke to him, and he wanted to follow Jesus. And Jesus said to him, go sell what you have and give to the poor. Look at what he did. The Bible said he went away from the presence of God sorrowful. Here's one that was not accepted as a disciple by his own choice. All he had to do was to sell and give. For when Christ calls us, he does not just call a piece of us. He calls us the wholeness of us. He wants not just our eyes, but he wants our hands. He wants our feet. He wants the whole of us. What can I render unto God? for all his benefits toward me. The psalmist say, I will drink of the cup of salvation, which means I will trust the true and living God and give all of my being to him. Elton Truebird, in his book that talks about death and talks about dying, he says that when God calls a person to be his disciple, he calls that person to come and die. Not literally to die, but to die to the ways of this world, to die to the sin that so easily beset us. But thanks be to God that Joshua made the right choice, and he made the right choice because he knew that God was his redeemer. Can I help you by showing you how? You remember when Moses went down to Egypt and told the Pharaohs to let God's people go. They refused to let the people go, and God sent a plague. He sent a plague of flies. He sent a plague of the sea turning red like blood. He sent a sign to them that I am the Almighty God, that I am omnipotent, that I have all power. Finally, the Bible says that God sent the death angel. And the death angel, when he came, Moses was instructed as to what to do, to take the Paschal lamb, to take a lamb that was unblemished, to cut his throat, and then to take the blood and put it over the doorposts. And that when the death angel came and saw the blood, he would skip over. He would not stop there, because that was a sign of the presence of God and the sacrificial God through Jesus Christ. He had the blood over the doorpost. Can I ask you a question today? Do you have the blood over your doorpost? Do you have the blood of Christ in your life? Do you have the blood of Christ in your life? We sometimes wallow in the dirt and get filthy, but what can wash my sins away? What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank God for that blood that flows from the mountain to the valley. Thank God for Jesus Christ, the giver of life eternal. You know, Moses led the people. He led them to the Red Sea. And at the Red Sea, they saw the dust from the chariots of Pharaoh. They heard the marchers marching toward them. Mountains on either side, the Red Sea before them, and Pharaoh behind them. Did they call on God? No. They were like people who are ungrateful, people who do not know the true power of God. They turned on their leader. Catch that on your way home. They turned on Moses and said to Moses, why did you bring us out here to die? Why did you lead us out of bondage with all the jewelry that the Egyptians had given to us, and we come to the Red Sea, and at the Red Sea, we are troubled by what's behind us. We are troubled by what is on either side. We are troubled even by the sea that is before us. Moses goes to God and says to God, these people are grumbling, these people are angry. And God said to Moses, tell the people to be still and see the salvation of the God of God. Stop complaining and just wait and see the salvation of God. Moses, what's that you have in your hand? A rod, stretch it out. Stretched out his rod. Thank God that you and I have a rod called prayer and a rod called praise. All we have to do when we come to a troubling situation is just spread out our rod. Talk to God. God will hear. The Red Sea was divided, and the children of God walked through on dry land. Old preacher said that God blew, and when he blew his breath, that the seas divided. And the other part of his breath, they were able to walk through on concrete. Help me, somebody. They were able to walk through. Didn't get their feet muddy, nor their shoes muddy. And guess what? The Bible said that they went through. And after they've gotten through, guess what? The sea came back as the Red Sea. And Pharaoh's army was caught in the Red Sea. Go down, Moses, tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Song says, oh, Mary, oh, Martha, don't you weep. Pharaoh's army got drowned in the Red Sea. Can I make it more plain to you? When we're running from our enemies, God gives us a way out. God gives us a way out. He says, I'm with you. And if I'm with you, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He understood that God had moved in the life of Israel when they were in bondage in Egypt. Now they are free. Some of them are serving the gods, the gods of the Amorites. Joshua lived in the flow of God's blessing, and he took control of his family. There's a message here, and that message is, if you're head of your house, woman, male or female, take control. Don't let your children run you. Oh, y'all missed that. Don't let your children dictate to you what they are going to do and what they are not going to do. I grew up in a home where I was scared to say anything negative to my mother or my grandmother. I was really disciplined when it came to talking to them. If Big Mama said, go look in that refrigerator and get me that can of water, guess what I said? Yes, ma'am. And went and did that. Some of you grew up in homes where parents were in control. Our children today are out of control. And they're out of control because we let them have their way. We tell them, go to your room. I would be happy today to go to my room, because in my room there's a television. In my room there are games to play. I'd be happy today to go to my room. And some you don't have to tell to go to your room. They just go to their room and shut you out. And you knock on the door and they'll tell you, I'm busy. Can you see your parents? I'm talking to folk over 70. Can you see your folk knocking that door down, kicking it down, and grabbing you by the arm and said, come out of here. I have something for you to do. I had a friend that grew up in my house with me. And I would tell him, you cut the grass. And because he didn't want to cut the grass, he would cut the grass and leave grass standing up. Look like rows of corn. He would cut the grass, but he wouldn't cut it with excellence. And so I would say to him, the strip that you left needs to be cut down as well. We need to learn to say to our children, when you make a mistake, when I tell you to do something and you don't do it, I'm going to have you to do it over until you get it right. That's what God does to us. He gives us a second chance, and then he gives us another chance. He gives us a chance to get it right. And when we do not get it right, he gives us another chance to get it right. You remember Peter, don't you? How he denied Jesus, his Savior, 3 times. I don't know him, and didn't I tell you, don't know him. After the resurrection, Jesus finds Peter and asks him, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, yes, Lord, I love you. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. The third time, Peter is frustrated. And he says to the Lord, Lord, I love you. And each time Jesus said, feed my sheep. Do you not think that God would give you another chance? Some of us have denied him. Some of us have not lived the life of holiness, the life of being in Christ and being with Christ. And yet he still gives us a chance. He uses us. He uses us to be deacons, to be preachers, to be people that just sit on the pew, giving vent to the gospel. God gives us another chance. When you wake up in the morning, that's another chance. God gives us another chance. And so Joshua knew that God was a redeemer, had liberated the children of Israel out of Egypt, and he took control of his family by saying, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I can remember as a little boy, up till I was 18 and went off to college, we didn't have transportation, and so there was a deacon, Deacon Wright, would always come through the projects to pick those three boys up. And if it was raining, he still picked us up. And we didn't have a raincoat. So we had to sit there in the rain on our way to church. Get the church clothes dripping, wet. But guess what? My parents, my guardians, were determined that rain, sleet, or snow, we were going to church. If I said it's raining, she would say, that's all right, it'll stop. It'll stop. Sometimes it was pouring down. And I used to say, Big Mama, can you just let us stay in today? She said, no, you can't stay in. You got to go. Why do I have to go in the rain? Because there was a man named Jesus who went out on Calvary and gave his life a ransom for your sins. Go! Thank Christ. Thank Jesus for your blessings. We need to take control of our children. We say to ourselves, and I hear saying to us, to me, Reverend Jemison, where are the children? Where are the young people? Well, they're at home where you left them. You'll catch that on your way home, too. They're right where you left them. I'm not going to church today. All right, baby, I'll be back. And we'll be back by 1 o'clock. You get back by 1 o'clock, they're still in bed. Haven't prepared one meal for you. But guess what? God has an answer for that. And that answer is, as for me in my house. I don't know about anybody else's house. Don't know about any other Israelite's house. But I'm taking control of my house. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Finally, you can defeat Satan. Ephesians 4:27 tells us not to fear him. Not to give him access to our homes. You can defeat the devil. You can defeat Satan. Can I tell you how you can defeat Satan? The more you praise God, the more Satan leaves you alone. Now, if you're not praising him, if you're doing it for fashion or for show, guess what? You're letting Satan ride. Song says, if you let him ride, he won't drive. If you let him ride, he takes control of everything that he's in. You remember the man among the tombs, don't you? The Bible says that he was filled with demons. And he didn't even remember his own name. He just remembered the devil or Satan in his life. But guess what Jesus said? He has control of every situation. He said, come out of him. And you know, when Satan comes out of Robert Jemison, he may jump into Deacon Smith. Oh, yeah, I see Jay pointing at Smith. I see one deacon pointing at another. But the devil has to have somewhere to go. The Bible said that the Lord permitted them to go into the swines, and the swines ran and jumped off a cliff and drowned themselves. And the people got mad because they didn't have any ham or ham hocks. That was destroyed by the power of God. And guess what? They ran Jesus out of their city because he had healed a person who was demented, but God moved in and said, come out of him. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that he has the power to control Satan and to tell Satan, come out of him. Don't know about you, but I have a new song. And that song is Redeemed. Redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Redeemed by the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Redeemed by the power of the Mighty One, by the power of the true and living God. Can I ask you a question today? And that is the question, do you have sin in your life? Each one of us has some sin in our lives. We were not always preaching. We were not always singing in the choir. We were not always deacons or trustees. We were not always members of the body of Christ that we call Second Baptist. But thanks be to God, that God in his favor, God in his love, and God in his forgiveness gave us another chance. And we can sing the song, redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We can sing redeemed and be redeemed. You remember Job going through all that he was going through. Satan took his children, took his wealth. Wife said to him, why don't you curse God and die? I like Job's response because he was a good politician. He didn't say, woman, you are foolish. He said, woman, you talk like a foolish woman. If it had been some of us, we would have said, no, I ain't gonna say that. We would have said, you better get out of my face. But what he said was, you sound like, you talk like a foolish woman. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you're going through your storms, bless the Lord. The more you bless him, the more the storm ceases. The more you give God the praise, the more he blesses you. Don't know what you came to do today, but I came to bless the Lord. I came to praise his name. I came to lift up holy hands. I came to give God the glory for the things that he has done. And so I like what Job said to his three friends. He said to them, I know my Redeemer liveth, and I shall see him at the latter day. I know it's eschatology, the doctrine of final things, but every now and then we need to think about making the right choice. And since we made the right choice, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Since we made the right choice, Jesus is the bread of life. Since we made the right choice, his water, we thirst no more. Since we made the right choice, he walks with us and talks with us and tells us that we are his own. Since we made the right choice, one day Gabriel shall blow his horn and blow so loud until the dead in Christ shall rise. Where shall I be when the trumpet sounds? I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Hey, hey, I hear music in the air. And it's the music of redemption. It's the music of Christ. It's the music of Christ coming back for us. And I made the right choice. Since you made the right choice, you have another home, a home not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Since you made the right choice, he guides, he rules,